彼得前书四章一至六节，基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意在世到余下的光阴。因为往日随从外邦人的心意行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、群饮，并可恶拜偶像的事，时候已经到了。他们在这些事上，见你们不与他们同奔那放荡无道的路，就以为怪，毁谤你们。他们必在那将要审判活人死人的主面前交账。为此，就是死人也曾有福音传给他们，要叫他们的肉体按着人受审判，他们的灵性却靠神活着。
May the Lord add His blessing to both the reading and the preaching of His word.
愿主祝福祂的话语的宣读和传讲。
As we begin today, let me ask you a few questions to kind of get us started.
让今天开始的时候，让我问你几个问题开始。
Are we most tempted to sin by ourselves alone or in the company of others?
我们是单独一人的时候，定是我们与别人一起的时候，最容易受引诱犯罪呢？
Secondly, are you most tempted to sin when you are healthy or when you are sick?
你最容易受试探去犯罪，是在你健康的时候，还是你患病的时候呢？
Third,Are you most tempted to sin when you get blamed for something you did not do, or when you get complimented for something that you did not do?
是当你被指责做了一些自己没做过的事，定或是当你被赞赏了一些你自己其实没做过的事的时候，是最容易受试探犯罪呢？
And fourth, are you most tempted to sin at work or at home?
第四就是你在工作的时候，定是在家的时候最容易犯罪呢？
Now, if you think about these questions, it doesn't always go one way or the other. One way.
如果谂呢啲嘅问题嘅时候，好多时嗰个答案唔系净系得一边。
For example, we may think that we are more tempted to sin by ourselves, but sometimes when we're in a group of others, we may be more tempted to sin.
我哋可能觉得单独一人嘅时候容易犯罪，但系同某一啲人喺埋一齐嘅时候，其实都会系容易犯罪。
Remember, when it comes to gossip and lying, it usually takes place in the company of others, right?
喺嗰啲嘅犯罪嘅时候，有啲时候都系同某一班人喺一齐嘅时候犯罪，系咪？
Sometimes we think, well, we may not be as tempted to sin when we are sick versus when we are healthy.
我哋好多时会觉得，我哋喺病痛嘅时候，或者系健康嘅时候，是但一样系会容易犯罪。
Because usually when we're sick, all we need is rest, and hey, we're going to sleep most of the time anyway, right?
我哋病痛嘅时候系冇咁容易犯罪，因为我哋长期卧床去休息，系咪
？Sometimes a prolonged illness can make us restless and even vulnerable.
但系有时长期嘅病痛就让到我哋软弱起嚟。
What about this? When we get blamed for something we did not do, or get complimented for something we did not do?
或者系当我哋被指责做咗一啲我哋冇做嘅事，或者系被赞赏一啲我哋冇做过嘅事嘅时候。
Now, some of us are very sensitive if we get blamed at all, right?
有时候有啲人系比较敏感嘅，一有少少指责就会好敏感。
For example, maybe you're driving along on the freeway and somebody honks the horn for you to go faster.
譬如在揸车的时候，后面有人逼你，咁就叫你揸快啲。
And you're going, wait a second, I'm in the right lane. I'm in the slow lane. I can't go any faster.
你就话唔系，我已经喺慢线啦，我唔可以再更快噶啦。
By the way, that's happened to me.
就系我啦。
So sometimes we get upset because someone's blaming us when we're actually doing the right thing.
我哋有时系做紧啱嘅事嘅时候，都仍然系被指责。
Or how about this?Maybe we get more in trouble when somebody gives us a compliment for something we did not do.
但有时候我哋系卷入更多嘅麻烦，系因为人哋赞赏咗一件我其实冇做过嘅事。
Guess what temptation comes when that happens?
当嗰个嘅试探嚟到嘅时候会点
？Your head gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
你就嘅骄傲越嚟越大，越嚟越大。
And sometimes you get more prideful.
越变得更加骄傲。
What about whether you're tempted to sin at work or at home?
在家还是在工作的场所更容易引受试探引诱犯罪呢？
Now we all know that there's more accident happens at home than it does at work.
有很多时候在家的发生的意外是多过在工作，是不是？
We may be more prone to sin at home than we are at work.
我们可能在家是更加容易犯罪。
Whatever the case is, our goal is not to sin, our goal is to live holy lives.
无论是怎样，我们的目的是要活出一个圣洁的生命，而不是犯罪。
This is an exhortation when it comes to the 1 Peter.
彼得前书这里就是一个的劝勉。
In the book of 1 Peter, the challenge is to live holy as God is holy.
彼得前书的劝勉就是那个挑战，就是我们要活出圣洁的生命，因为神是圣洁的。
To live holy even in hostile situations.
就算在一些敌对的环境，仍然要活出圣洁的生命。
To live holy in all circumstances.
在任何的环境，仍然活出圣洁的生命。
As God's people, we are challenged, we are exhorted to live holy lives.
作为神的子民，我们是被挑战，被劝勉去活出圣洁的生命。
So no matter whether we're healthy or sick, whether at home or at work, we are to live holy lives.
无论是病痛或者健康，在家或者工作情况，我们都要活出圣洁的生命。
In the first book of 1 Peter, Christ is mentioned in suffering in two ways.
在彼得前书，基督是被提起来，是因为他是关于基督受苦有两方面。
The first, we have to recognize that it is the significance of his suffering.
首先就是他受苦的一个重要性。
Christ suffered or he bore our sins.
基督是代替我们去承受了这个的罪。
Secondly, in the book of 1 Peter, he mentions that Christ suffered to leave us as an example or a pattern to live.
第二章的时候就是讲到基督的受苦是留下一个榜样给我们跟从。
So 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 22 it says, For this has you been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving an example for you to follow.
彼得前书二章廿二节嗰度讲到，其实你们蒙召就是为此，因为基督也曾为你们受苦，给你们留下榜样，好让你们跟随他的脚踪。
So God has called us to be holy. God has called us to live distinctively.
神呼召我哋活出圣洁嘅生活，去分别自己出来。
And He made it possible because of Christ.
他是这样让到这件事能够发生，是因为基督的缘故。
And not only did he make it possible for because of Christ, but he also made it practical if we follow in the footsteps of Christ.
不单止因着基督这件事成为可能，而且是给了基督给到我们的榜样去跟从他的脚踪。
Second Peter's scriptures tells us that God has given us all the resources. In other words, his divine power to live a godly, a holy life.
彼得后书就提到，经文是提到，神是给了足够的资源，我们去活出圣洁的生命，就是属天的大能，去活出圣洁敬虔的生命。
So as God calls us to live holy, He guides us to live holy, He empowers us to live a holy, distinctive life.
神呼召我们活出圣洁生命，祂引导我们，也都是给过能力我们活出圣洁的生命。
And so here in this passage, it gives us even more exhortations on how practically we can live a holy, distinctive life.
在这一段的经文就看到神是有什么的实际的方法去使我们能够去活出这个圣洁的生命。
Let's take a look at verse 1. It says, Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourself with the same way of thinking, for whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
在第一节讲到，基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
Now notice that there is a phrase there that says arm yourself, and it is actually a military term of actually putting on the armor.
这里有一句是叫做武装自己，是讲到是一个的军用的字，是讲到是那些军人是将那个的装甲着上身。
And so when people would be armed or they would be putting on the armor, they would be prepared for battle.
当他们将武器带上，将盔甲着上的时候，他们就预备好去打仗。
So in the context of what we're talking about, of holiness, we need to, in some sense, prepare ourselves if we are going to pursue holiness.
在这个圣洁生命的这个上文下里面看到，当我们要活出圣洁生命的时候，我们是要准备自己。
And here's my first point is that we must live throughout suffering in a fallen world.
第一点是在这个堕落的世界里面要经历苦难。
We are going to suffer.
我们是会经历苦难。
And we have to have a mindset of battling through sometimes our trials and difficulties.
在我们要这个心态去要去活过这个的苦难和一些的试炼。
Now, when it comes to suffering, when I think about pain, and I'm not very good at responding to pain, just to let you know.
在苦难这个题目，我就想到痛苦、痛楚。我是不咁能够回好好咁样去忍受呢啲痛楚嘅。
You should see me when I cut my finger or get a splinter.
当我被刺吉到或者系戒亲只手嘅时候，你要睇到我个反应。
It's very, very uncomfortable for me.
对我嚟讲系好难忍受嘅。
But the point of the passage is not that we're going to get pricked in the finger. The point of the passage is that everybody is going to go through difficulty. Everybody is going to go through trials.
这个经文的重点是讲到每一个人都必定会经历过一些的苦难或者是困难。
And so the idea is not when we go through suffering, is how we respond when we go through suffering.
那个经文就是不是说几时我们会经历苦难，而是我们当经历苦难的时候如何去回应。
The means and ways of the pursuit of holiness is actually, it includes suffering, and especially in this fallen or wicked world.
通往圣洁的道路是包含着在这个堕落的世界里面所要经受的痛苦。
Remember, in 1 Peter, the believers were persecuted.
是记住在彼得前书那里，那些的信徒是被逼迫的。
In other words, they were blamed for things, they were criticized for things, things happened to them.
换句话说，他们是被指责，他们被控告，去做了不同的事，是很多事情发生在他们身上。
Maybe it's difficult for us to think about being persecuted because there's no one knocking at our door or no one's threatening us.
可能现今我们很难想象被逼迫的生活是怎样，没人敲我们的门，没人去威胁我们。
But many of us may have been misunderstood, or many of us had some bad trials that have happened to us.
但有很多时我们都会经历过一些的试炼。
And it's because we live in a fallen world.
是因为我们是活在一个堕落的世界里面。
How many of you have had your cars broken into?
有多少人试过你的车是被人剥烂玻璃去爆窃呢？
Let me tell you my incident.There was one particular Sunday, I had the whole family, and we were driving home from church.
有一个主日，我就是由教会揸车翻去屋企嘅路途。
And so we were driving back, actually from Chinese Grace here, all the way back to the Bay Area.
由教会一路揸车去到湾区地方。
And so there was a pumpkin patch that we saw, and we said, "Hey, why not stop by there?"
我哋就见到一个南瓜墙，咁我就话啊，不如我哋停喺嗰度啦。
There was plenty of pumpkins, plenty of activities.
有好多南瓜，好多个活动。
And so I thought it'd be a good thing for the kids to go to.
我觉得对细路仔嚟讲系一个好嘅地方去。
And so we stopped there for about an hour.
我哋就停喺嗰度一个钟左右。
When we came back to our car, it was broken into.
当我哋翻嚟嘅时候，个车就已经被爆窃啦。
And it was like glass was shattered in the back seat. Glass was shattered outside the car.
那些玻璃碎片在车里面的座位，在车的外面。
And so we're thinking, what happened and how are we going to respond to this?
那我们就想，发生什么事呢？我们怎么回应好呢？
Now anytime your car is broken into, it can be very upsetting, right? And very inconvenient.
每当我们的车被人剥烂玻璃去爆窃的时候，我们是会觉得很不开心，是不是？是很不方便。
And I was kind of thinking of all days, Sunday.
那一日是竟然是主日。
Sometimes I was kind of thinking, well, what, of all days since I went to church, right? Shouldn't that give me a right to have a free pass at least for the rest of the day?
那我就想啊，我是今天是主日，我是回教会的，是不是？那我应该不用经历这些这样的事情，是不是？
I had to stop myself because just because you went to worship doesn't guarantee you.That everything's going to be fine the rest of the day, right?
咁我就要喺嗰个就停咗我呢个你嘅谂法。去教会去翻教会翻崇拜，并唔代表成个礼拜之后就冇事情发生。
What was happening was pride was getting the best of me.
当时发生的就是我的心目中的 生命里面的骄傲是发生的。
I had to really think of if what I really deserve.
我要去细心去仔细去想想我究竟是配得什么呢
If God really dealt with me in all fairness, I really deserve hell.
如果要神是公平的去对待我的话那 我会配得的就是地狱。
But because of his mercy, his grace, I received salvation. I received deliverance.
但因他的怜悯，因他的恩典，我就接受了救恩，他的救恩。
If you think about it, we all deserve hell, but because of Christ, because of God's mercy and grace, he has given us salvation.
但我们细心想的时候，我们会知道我们每人都配受地狱，但是因为耶稣基督的恩典怜悯，我们能够得到救恩。
And so,Being faced with this situation, and especially the kids were right there with us.
在那个情况的时候，而小朋友也都在旁边。
What was our response to be?
那我的回应是应该是怎么呢？
There's something that I tell my family over and over again.
我有一件事常日跟我的家里人一次一次这么讲。
I tell them, don't be bitter, be better.
我告诉他们千万不要是苦毒苦劫，是要是向高处行。
In other words, don't dwell on this situation and let your anger and frustration mount and mount. Don't be bitter, but be better. Make the better choice.
不要是苦劫这样不断想这件事情，而是要向高处行，去选择一个更好的选择做法。
Make the best of the situation.
是在那个情况底下去做一个好的决定，让它成为一个好的事。
Now, as it turns out, when they broke into the car, they did steal something.
那些贼人爆窃了的车之后他们的确是拿走了一些东西。
They stole my daughter's backpack that had some things, some of her belongings in it.
他拿走了我女儿的背囊里面有些他的物品。
Now, she had changed to go to the pumpkin patch, so she had a change of clothing in her backpack.
那他的背囊里面有些衣服是拿来去换的。
But she also, remember, we also went to church that day, and she also had her Bible there.
咁而当日因为系翻教会嘅缘故，背囊入边亦都有佢嘅圣经。
So in reality, the thieves broke into my car and stole a Bible.
咁嗰啲贼人就事实上就系爆窃咗个车，攞咗一本圣经。
I think it's a good thing. I, you know, to get the word out. It's not the way I wanted to, but it's a good way to get the word out.
呢个虽然唔系我想嘅方法，但系似乎神嘅话语就咁样传咗出去啦。
Maybe that's why I always have a Bible in my car.
可能因为咁，我就成日都摆圣经喺车。
So we were telling at least the criminals have the Bible, but maybe they'll read it and repent.
咁我就告诉嗰啲贼人攞到圣经啦，会唔会佢都会读神嘅话语去回转悔改呢
？Now it took a long time to you know do the report and everything, and actually the pumpkin patch are very gracious, and they actually gave us a couple of big pumpkins.
咁我就去报案啊等等，咁而嗰个南瓜墙亦都好好人，佢都俾咗几个大南瓜我哋。
So instead of a bitter situation, it got better.
咁預期係一個苦澀嘅情況，而家變得更好。
Now we were still inconvenienced because we still had to drive home with a window being blown out.
當然係，亦都好唔方便，因為揸車翻去嘅途中，亦都係嗰個窗户已經打爛咗。
The next day, I had to go around town to try to get the window fixed.
另一日，我要去周圍去揾地方去將個車窗係修理好。
But this was a learning point for the entire family.
但对成家人来讲是一个学习的机会。
Number one, we live in a fallen world.
但是要我们只要知道我们是活在一个堕落的世界。
And in a fallen world, things are going to happen such as even a break-in.
堕落的世界里面是有这些事情的发生例如好像是被爆窃等等。
We are going to suffer, and it's not fun.
我们是会受苦是一点都不愉快。
But we do have a choice to make.
但我哋有个抉择要去做。
How we respond in a suffering world.
我哋喺呢个经历苦难嘅时候如何回应
？You could be better, or you could be bitter.
你可以系向高处行，你可以系苦澀。
Not long ago, I was reading an article about a woman who was paralyzed from a diving accident when she was a teenager.
不久之前，我读一个嘅文章系关于一个女士，佢系喺十几岁嘅时候因为跳水嘅缘故有意外。
It had been 50 years since the accident, and she wrote some of her reflections.
个意外使到佢瘫痪，咁系已经过咗五十年，咁佢就写咗呢个书。
She was very honest, and she says the process has been very difficult, and there's still some tough days, some tough months.
他是提到这个过程是的确是很困难，有些是很难过的日子，很难过的岁月。
But yet she could reflect and say that she is grateful because even in the midst of the suffering, it has helped her to disentangle herself from sin.
但在这样 回顾思想的时候，的确这个是祝福，因为她能够从罪的捆绑中挣脱出来。
And she concluded that she has never been more happy in the Lord.
结论就是她在主里面是从未试过这么快乐。
Even in the midst of suffering,God can use it to sanctify it, to refine us.
就算在苦难里面，神是能够使我们去这样去成圣。
Verse 2 tells us another way that we should strive, or another way that God moves us towards holiness.
第二节那里也 是神怎样去引导我们 去向着这个成圣方向成长。
We are to live with struggling against the fleshly desire.
我们 是与肉体的欲望去搏斗。
So in verse 2, it tells us that so as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the human passions, but for the will of God.
是第二节提到，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。
So realize this, that there's going to be some fleshly desires, but then there's God's will.
要意识到是有一些肉体的私欲，但是另一方面也都有神的旨意。
And you could either live in the flesh or you could live for God's will.
你可以活着为肉体的私欲，或者是活着为神的旨意。
Now remember, as I mentioned in the first verse, we are to arm ourselves. In other words, we are to be preparing ourselves for battle.
第一节提到是我们是要装备自己，武装自己，去预备好去打仗。
Earlier in the book of 1 Peter, it tells us that we'll have, there's going to be fleshly wars. In other words,We're going to really struggle sometimes when it comes to the flesh against the soul.
这卷书前一点的时候是提到肉体的私欲与灵魂的争战。
So in other words, put up a fight when it comes to these fleshly desires.
换句话说，当遇到肉体的私欲的时候，要起来抵抗。
In other words, when you're most prone to sin, or when you know you're going to sin, put up a little fight.
当你就嚟跌倒犯罪嘅时候，当你就嚟要犯罪嘅时候，一定要起来抵抗。
Did I ever tell you the time that I actually boxed？
我有冇告诉过你，我其实系试过打拳嘅咧
？That is, I actually put on gloves and fought and punched and all that。
我系戴上拳套去打拳。
When I was in high school, my friend, you know, was really into boxing.And all the fighting and everything.
在高中朋友的时候，他是很喜欢是打拳啊这方面的东西。
So he invited me over and he says, "Hey, come on, let's just go over there and let's box."
他就会邀请我一起去打一场拳啦。
So I put on these gloves and he also put on these gloves and I was kind of getting used to it.
我戴上拳套，他戴上拳套，我就习惯紧嗰种嘅感觉。
And as we were kind of getting ready to box, some things were kind of going through my mind.
我就喺度心谂
，Wait a second. I'm going to throw a punch, and he's going to throw a punch.
我就谂，我会出拳，佢亦都会出拳。
I might get hit.
我系可能俾佢打到个波。
And so the first time we faced each other to the box, I ran around in a circle.
咁第一次去打嘅时候，我就周围走，打兜圈走。
I figure if I tire him out, then he would be too tired to throw a punch.
我觉得如果佢太攰嘅时候，佢就连出拳力都冇啦。
He finally did got tired. He says, "Quit running around."
咁佢就真係攰，佢話唔好再走嚟走去啦。
That was my first time actually boxing.
呢個就係我第一次打拳嘅經歷。
Now just to let you know that later on we got to boxing more and more. I got more and more comfortable with it.
後來係佢更加教我多啲，咁我哋就越嚟越去適應呢個打拳嘅活動。
I learned to take a hit as well as learn to give a hit.
我亦都系学识点样出拳，点样去接拳。
I learned how both as far as offense as well as defense.
系攻击同埋防守。
And so it made me think about the lessons as far as how we need to fight.
但系都俾到我思想到点样去抵抗，去挣扎。
In other words, how do you fight against temptation?
系你系点样去对抗引诱嘅咧
？Some of us, when we fight against temptation, we just give up.
当有啲人可能系一遇到引诱嘅时候，我哋就放弃。
If we're honest to ourselves, it has happened to at least once or twice. We just kind of give up when it comes to temptation.
当遇到引诱的时候，我们有时真的会放弃。
For some of us, we run around. We keep on running around thinking that, hey, if I get busy, maybe it'll go away.
或许我们有些人是周围是兜圈这样走，或者我整到自己忙一点，这个引诱就会离开了。
And then there are some of us, because we've gone through it before, we take a stance.
有些人就因为以前遇过了，所以他就会起来准备抵抗。
And we properly fight against temptation in the power of the Holy Spirit.
是我们要用圣灵的能力 去抵抗这个引诱。
Which of the previous situations gives us the most victory?
是哪一个的情况去让到我们有得胜呢？
When you're able to engage, when you're able to fight in the power of the Holy Spirit,You will see more and more victory in your life.
当你连上圣灵的能力的时候，咁你就会见得到越来越去抵抗呢个引诱的时候，就会见得到越来越多的胜利。
When you give up, when you don't try, or even when you give a half effort, you're not going to see as much victory in your life over the flesh.
如果是放弃或者是出一半力，咁都唔会喺生命中见到有呢个得胜试探的时候。
Scripture says we will battle as long as we're here on earth. We'll battle the fleshly desires.
经文告诉我们，我们在地上活着的时候，就要同肉体的情欲去争战。
We have a choice. Choices to make, whether against the flesh or whether we do God's will.
我们有抉择要做，是去跟从肉体的私欲，定是跟从神的旨意。
Doing God's will involves effort, involves concentration, involves the guidance and the power of the Holy Spirit.
跟从神的旨意是要出力，是要集中精神，是要有神的圣灵的能力去带领。
We can do it. We can achieve victory when we do it God's way and God's will.
当我们做神的旨意，是跟从神的旨意去做的时候，我们是能够做得到的。
The third aspect that I want to kind of talk to you about is that we need to live through separating ourselves from the ways of the world.
第三点我们要提到的就是要与世界的生活方式有所区别。
We have suffering, we have struggling. Here's another way that God's going to shape our souls.
我们之前提过有苦难，也都有挣扎，而这个下一点就是另一个神是会塑造你的灵魂的方法。
And it involves separation.
是提到是分别出来。
Now, in this passage here, it really lists some of the human passions that come about in verses 3.
在第三节我们看到一些的例子是关于这个人的私欲。
Most of it has to do with unrestrained desires for these appetites of sex, food, and drink.
是大部分都是对于一些对性方面、饮食方面的放纵的情欲。
And one has to do with idolatry.
而其中一样就是拜偶像方面。
All these indicators are against behaviors that lacking moral constraint.
呢啲全部都系冇道德底线捆绑、冇道德限制嘅一啲嘅放纵嘅情欲。
Or in other words, there's excessive indulgence.
另一方面就系过度嘅放纵。
Or there's acts of self-gratification. It's all about me.
系满足一己私欲，系全部关乎自己嘅。
These behaviors were reminiscent of a pagan festival at that time.
呢啲嘅行为系令人联想起当时外族人嘅一啲嘅庆典嘅时间。
So in verse 3, it gives us an indication. These are things that the Gentiles had done in the past, and sometimes they still practice.
第三节嗰度提到呢啲系外邦人往日佢哋所做嘅，或者系当时仍然系继续做嘅。
But you are not. You are the believers.You need now to separate yourselves.
但当成为信徒之后，现在你就需要系分别出来。
There is before Christ, that is before you trusted Christ, and now there is living in Christ, living for Christ.
系有接受基督之前嘅嗰个生命，同埋系喺基督入边活着，系为基督而活嘅个生命。
Maybe before you did that, but now because of Christ, you are to separate yourselves from that.
可能之前是这样的生活方式，但是接受耶稣基督之后就另一个的生命。
You know, it's interesting in verse 4, it tells us the former group that you used to go about carousing around, they actually say that now they look at you a little bit differently.
在第四节那里提到，那班跟你们去一起去狂欢作乐的那班人，他们现在就用另一个眼光去看你。
They look at you more strangely, like you're different.
他们觉得你很奇怪，是很与别不同。
And yet they don't see what they're doing to themselves.
但是他们却看不见他们对自己所做的事。
They don't see how you are changing for the better.
他们看不见你怎样是被改变成为更好。
They don't recognize that you're now separating yourselves from the worldly ways.
他们不认定到你已经同世俗的方法分别出来。
In growing towards holiness, there is that separation from sinful patterns.
在向成圣的成长方向的时候，是跟过往的犯罪的生活方式是要有分割出来。
And sometimes when we separate ourselves from sinful patterns, sometimes we're separating ourselves from the crowd.
有时要离开这些的犯罪的模式的时候，我们是要不再与那班人一起。
Now, I'm not saying that you can't socialize with them. I'm not saying that you can't work with them or have fun with them. But there's a step in the other direction that has happened because of your life is in Christ.
我不是说你不能够跟他们交往，或者一起工作，或者一起 去交往。但是有些时间我们必须要向另一个方向，诚实的方向去踏一步。
Remember the opening verses of Psalm 1. It says, Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
在诗篇第一节那里提到，不从恶人的计谋，不从罪人的道路，不坐涉万人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
Do you see the separation that the psalmist is talking about?
你见到诗人佢讲嘅分割出来、分别出来嘅意思吗？
No longer is he walking in the same way as the wicked, right?
不从恶人嘅计谋。
No longer is he standing in the same path as the unrighteous, right?
不再站罪人嘅道路。
And no longer is he sitting down in the same seat as the sinner.
不再坐在涉万人的座位上。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法。
There is that separation.
是有一个分别分野出来。
And that separation is now we're taking great delight at being in God's word.
分割出来，现在就喜爱耶和华的律法。
There is one more thing that we also need to know.
但另外有一方面我们需要知道。
So in verse 5, it tells us that there's going to be some misunderstanding here, especially when it comes to Christians.
第五节的时候，我们看到是当我们讲到基督徒的时候，有一些误解。
And what Peter's saying is that he's saying here that those that malign you, in other words, those who are intentional to make your life worse or persecuting you because of your faith, they will be under account.
彼得提到就当是因为你是基督徒的缘故而去恶待你或者去苦待你的人，那些人是需要去交账。
In other words, they're going to have to answer God.
换句话讲，他们是需要向神去交代。
They're going to have to answer for all those actions and all those attitudes before the Lord.
他们要在神面前去交账，是为到他们所做的所有的行为。
Every single attitude, every single action, they're going to be accountable for the Lord.
每一个的行为，每一个的心思意念，他都要在神的面前里面去交代。
Those who rejected the gospel of Christ, those who mock Christians, whether subtly or very outspokenly, they're going to have to answer to the God who judges both the living and the dead.
那些拒绝福音或者是嘲笑，无论是暗地里嘲笑或者明目张胆地嘲笑基督徒的，就要在那个审判活人死人面前的主去面前交账。
So if you look at verse 6,
在第六节看，
the judgment is coming.
那个的审判是快要来到。
Because when the gospel is preached, in other words, everybody is held accountable for the gospel, everybody is held accountable before the Lord.
所有人都要向这个福音去交账，所有人都要在主面前去交账。
And so, we are to live a life that is to be in the surrendering before the Lord God.
因此我们要活出一个降服在神面前的生命。
In other words, whether you're a believer, whether you're an unbeliever, we are all accountable before the Lord God.
无论是信主的未信主的都要在神面前去交账。
As believers, we have Christ, we have the righteousness of Christ, but we're still be accountable to our deeds.
当我们是信徒的时候，我们是要交账，我们有基督，我们有基督的救恩，但我们仍然为到我们行为要交账。
And God in His graciousness and mercy for those who believe, He will reward for those who are faithful, those who continue on with doing good deeds.
在祂的恩典和怜悯底下，祂是会奖赏一些在祂的带领底下做一些好行为的人。
And for those who live their life without God, they will be accountable.
那些生命中没有为神而活的人，他们就会要交账。
And they will also, those who go against those who are of the faith, go against God, they will be under account of the Lord God, the judge.
那些是敌挡神的，也都在神面前是要交账。
You know, as I think about this passage, to be under the accountability of the Lord really helps us to understand the, not only the future, but also the present.
当我是想到这段经文关于要向神交账的时候，就会想得到自己不单是将来，而且是现在。
We know it's coming, and in some sense it should free us ourselves.
我们知道这个是即将会再来，这个审判会再来，是会是释放了我们。
In some sense, it also helps us not only to free ourselves, but also to live in the pursuit of God's holiness.
不单只是释放了我们，而且是可以活出这个追求成圣生活的方式。
It should also motivate us when it comes to evangelism, when it comes to missions.
也都要推动我们去广传福音和去宣教。
This is how I think it should motivate us when it comes to evangelism and missions.
这个是传讲福音和宣教的一个动力。
When we witness, when we go on missions, the main thrust is to prepare people for the day that they may give an account before the Lord.
当我们宣教的时候，我们的主要的动力就是来自他们有一天要在主面前交账。
Remember, in the book of Philippians says, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord.
在这个腓立比书那里提到，所有人都要是在这个耶稣基督面前去屈膝。
When I'm talking with people, sometimes in the back of my mind, I think of this verse.
有时在我传福音的时候，同人倾谈的时候，这句的经文就在我心目中去想起来。
Because I'm thinking you could do it now, or you could do it later.
因为你可以现在做，或者是之后才去做。
You could do it now, and be saved, and rely on Christ for the salvation of your sins.
你可以现在就接受耶稣基督，是让神去宽恕你的罪，同埋得到救恩。
But if you do it later,
但愿你选择之后先至去做。
And I'm not talking during your lifetime, but afterwards.
在这个地上的生命完结之后先至去做的话，
It's a terrible fate to be in.
就是在一个很坏的境况里面。
So it's better to do it now than later.
最好就是现在做，而不是迟些才去做。
And so for some of us, when we think about missions,We are preparing people for their accountability before the Lord.
当我们宣教的时候，我们是要预备他们去怎样去面对主，在主面前交账。
And as we have experienced the mercies of God, as we sing of the mercies of God, we also want to express the mercy of God to others.
当我们见过、去经历过神的怜悯的时候，我们亦都要对其他人去施怜悯。
And that is why we will take the time out to share the gospel. That is why we will take the time out to pray for others for their salvation.
因此我们就是这样要抽时间出来去与人分享福音，抽时间出来 去为到他们的救恩祷告。
This is a trait of a life that is surrendered before the Lord.
这个就是我们在主面前降服下来的生命。
We are to be motivated to live a life that is holy before the Lord.
我们要去被鼓励去活出这个成圣的生活。
You know, at the beginning of this message, I gave you four questions, so I'm going to give you four more questions.
在信息开头的时候有四条问题，现在有另外四条问题去问大家。
In the area of surrender, is there anything that you need to surrender before the Lord God?
在降服这一方面，有没有一些东西需要放在神面前的呢？
Are there any regrettable actions or hidden faults or impure thoughts that you need to give surrender before the Lord God?
有没有需要放在神面前的后悔曾经所做过的事呢？隐藏的过错或者不清洁的思想。
On the topic of separate, remember separating ourselves from worldly ways?
在分别的这一方面，
Is there anything that you have trouble separating from worldly ways?
你生命中有没有一些方面是很困难和世俗的方法分开出来？
And if there is something that you struggle as far as separating from the worldly ways, it may help if you ask others to pray for you. It may help in terms of asking God to give you the power and the strength to overcome these desires.
如果是有这些方面的话，就必须要 去请求别人去为你祷告，去请求神去给能力你去将自己分别出来。
The third topic is struggle. How are you doing in your struggle against the flesh?
第三个题目是挣扎，你与肉体的争战的情况如何呢？
Who's winning?
是哪一方赢紧呢？
Do you realize how God's Spirit can help and empower you?
你知道神的能力能够帮助你，能够给能力你吗？
And lastly, when it comes to suffering, you know, when you do encounter adversity, how do you respond?
在苦难方面，逆境是会出现，你会如何回应呢？
When you're misunderstood, when you're mistreated, how do you respond?
当你被误解，被不公平地对待，你会如何回应呢？
You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was up at Apple Hill. Remember that?
几个礼拜之前，我就在 Apple Hill 这个地方。
And Julie and I were taking a picture in the beautiful scene of the apples and the orchards and everything.
Julie 同我就喺度影紧相，系影啲苹果啊、苹果树等等。
And all of a sudden there was a truck that drove by and somebody yelled out something.
有突然之间有一架大嘅货车经过，有人就讲咗句大声讲咗句说话。
Now I won't repeat it, but I'll say it wasn't nice.
我唔会重复嗰句说话，不过嗰句说话系好难听。
And the question was for me, do I choose to be bitter or do I choose to be better in this situation?
对我嚟讲，我个问题就系，我会系好苦涩咁面对，定系向高处咁行
？Of course, I gotta stop going to pumpkin patches and apple hills. That's what it is.
我系又系发生咁嘅事喺 Apple Hill， 又发生喺嘅事喺呢个南瓜墙。
But actually, it is that choice: will I be better, or will I be bitter?
但系两个情况入边系都有嗰个选择，系去苦涩咁样去面对，定系去向高处行。
God has called you to holiness.
神系呼召我哋过圣洁嘅生活。
He made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf. He died for our sins.
佢系成为罪，神使基督那位无罪嘅替我哋成为罪。
Christ is also our example. He's given us the resources to be holy.Under the guidance and power of the Holy Spirit.
基督亦都系我哋嘅模范，系有神嘅灵去引导我哋。
And now He has challenged us in our pursuit of holiness through Christ.
佢通过耶稣基督挑战我哋去活出呢个圣洁嘅生活。
Will you be better in Christ?
你会喺基督入边去成为更好吗
？Or will you be bitter and following the world?
你会系喺呢个入边系跌倒去去跌倒吗？
The choice is yours.
这个的抉择是在你身上。
But as God's people, we are to live holy lives.
作为基督徒，我们是必须要活出圣洁的生活。
God has given us everything possible to live a godly and holy life.
神已经给了所有可能的资源我们去活出圣洁的生活。
What's your choice going to be?
你的抉择是如何呢？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you, Lord, for Christ.
天父，多谢你俾个基督我哋。
We thank you that because of Christ, He is one who knew no sin, but He became sin on our behalf.
感谢你，因着基督，佢系无罪嘅，但系佢却为到我哋成为罪。
That not only do we experience the righteousness of you, but that we would be able to express this to others.
使到我哋唔单止去经历得到呢个嘅救恩，而且系去能将呢个救恩去传讲俾他人听。
And so, Father, as we sing of your mercies, let us express your mercies.
主，感谢你让到我哋睇得见你嘅怜悯，求主你叫我哋去向别人施怜悯。
And as we experience your grace, help us to also express your grace.
当我们经历你的恩典，也都是让我们去施行你的恩典。
Father, we have to admit, being holy is not exactly easy in this world.
天父，我们去承认，在这个世界里面，过圣洁的生活是不容易。
We are tempted in many ways.
我们在很多方面都是被试探引诱。
But Father, we know that even in the midst of temptation, you always give us a way out.
但天父在试探引诱当中，你永远都是给一条出路我们。
And not only do you give us a way out, you give us a way out to pursue holiness even farther.
你不单只是给到出路我们，也是给我们有力量去追求圣洁。
Help us, O Lord, and help our church.
求主你帮助我们，帮助我们教会。
Have mercy on us.
求主你怜悯我们。
We pray this in Christ's name.
我们这样奉主名求。
Amen.